Hi, and welcome back to the Thought Exchange. This is really a little catch up for halfway between episode 1 and episode 2, which is coming on Monday, the 15th of June. I really wanted to take the chance, firstly, to thank everyone who has been so positive with their feedback and their comments. So, thank you so much for taking part and for getting in touch. But I also wanted to take the time to flag what's coming up, because the first episode with Professor Donald Johansson is obviously live, but coming up we've got a fantastic series of interviews starting next week, Monday the 15th of June, with Kyla Iacovino, who is a volcanologist and petrologist who maps the inside of volcanoes, and she's also just applied for the next intake of astronauts at NASA, so we're wishing her well with that. Total badass, fantastic interview, really enjoyed it. Episode 3, which comes out 2 weeks after that, on Monday the 29th of June, is with Albert Lin. Albert is a National Geographic explorer. He presents a series of programs for them called Lost Cities, which is where I work with him. And we filmed in Petra in Jordan, but also in Peru. And he's a fascinating guy. He started off doing geography, searching for Genghis Khan's tomb using satellite imagery. But after a pretty horrific car crash where he lost his leg, he's since become interested in the power of psychedelics in managing pain, and also in how to use 3D printing technology to create artificial limbs for amputees all over the world, which there's 40 million. 2 weeks after that, on Monday the 13th of July, I've got an interview with Jaylin Abel, who is a mammal paleontologist working primarily in the Arctic. And it's a really interesting picture of how our past can inform our present in terms of climate change and pattern, because the environment that she's investigating in the Arctic is really strange one for us in the climate that we currently live in, even though that's in change. So I really enjoyed that conversation with her. On Monday the 27th of July, I've got an interview with a vet called Gerhard Steenkamp. I work with him on a BBC program called Big Animal Surgery. He's a dental vet, basically working on elephants and lions, tigers, even down to tiny bats, but is very much involved in a project to try and stop poaching against rhinos by finding a way of artificially removing their horn. Tragic and sad as that seems. 2 weeks later, on the 10th of August, I got an interview with Professor David Holland, who's a mathematician using weather model patterns and climate patterns to predict the melt on glaciers in the Arctic and the Antarctic. And that's a really interesting chat, looking at what the big picture is of ice melt, specifically in Greenland and Antarctica. Then episode 7, which is going to be on the 24th of August, Monday the 24th of August, I've got Ramadan Hussein, an Egyptologist, primarily a hieroglyph guy reading texts, but who made a series of incredible discoveries in the last 18 months, 2 years, on a site called Saqqara, just outside Cairo. A really amazing complex of tombs, which I was very privileged to film in for 2 solid months, in April and then in November of 2019. The final interview, episode 8, is a scientist called David Montgomery, Professor David Montgomery. Now, he is a geologist originally by training, but he's become really passionate about soil. He looked into the past of human activity with farming and found that there were a series of great cultures and civilizations who basically used their soil up, and their societies had pretty catastrophic times after that. And given that the UN has just announced that there are only 60 harvests left of viable soil, and the British government is concerned about perhaps 40 to 50 harvests left in the UK before soil becomes unusable, David Montgomery is a specialist in regenerative farming. And he has worked with farmers all over the world who have come to the land and found ways to lock away carbon, regenerate their land, and create profits in family farms which have been unprofitable for decades. If you have any interest in climate change or, you know, in the future of the environment, this guy's work is really, really important. So that's a kind of sum up of what's coming up. I will be updating on a weekly basis what's coming up, reminding everyone of the next episode. So until next week, when I'll give you a little tease about Kyla's interview on Monday the 15th, have a great week and take care.